house.
Haven't heard people talk about the junk room or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard them talk about junk room. Mm-hmm.
What? Let me ask you about this expression. What would people around here say? Say a woman when she gets up in the morning, she might go around the house and straighten something up here or dust a little bit here, or what would you say she was doing?
I don't know, unless just be doing her morning chores. Morning
maybe
work, uh-huh.
Something like cleaning up or
yeah.
Tidying
uh-huh.
up.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And what about this thing that you use to sweep with when you do your cleaning? That's the
sweeper?
Sweeper or just a
broom.
Just a broom.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one that was made entirely out of straw instead of having a wooden handle?
No, I haven't seen straw handle. We have friends that has a broom factory here in town, and they both went with me on this trip to California. And I got back, they called me, or the lady did come over and brought me a new broom,
mm-hmm.
one of their new brooms, and some solid, you know, spray, I mean, cologne for the bathroom. And just, you know,
mm-hmm.
and this, of course, it had a wooden handle, but it's a straw broom.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say the broom was in a corner and the door was open so you couldn't see the broom.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was looking for it, well, you would say, well, the broom's
in the corner, behind the door, in the corner.
You ever heard people say anything like it's in back of the door?
Yeah.
Rather than behind?
Uh-huh. Yeah, in back of the door. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you still do it or not nowadays, but it used to be, I think, that women set aside Mondays for one particular chore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mondays for washing.
Washing.
Tuesday
for ironing.
Wednesday for cooking.
Wednesday for baking, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
For baking?
Yeah,
well,
they used to.
Didn't you cook all the time, though?
Yeah, but then
that
used
was for pies and cakes,
yeah.
Things,
oh,
anything
mm-hmm.
out of the ordinary.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
That was for Sunday.
Anything else you've ever heard people call their washing, maybe, you know, like the place downtown where a bachelor might take his shirts to be done? You call that
the laundry?
The laundry. Do people ever call it the laundry instead of doing their washing, doing their laundry?
Then they said washing.
Yeah, way back then.
They said laundry wash.
Washing, but then now they say do the laundry. Mm-hmm.
What about if you were in a house with more than one story? These things that you would go up to get to the second floor, you call those the
stairs or steps? Mm-hmm.
Now what if they're outside, you know, something like
to get
these
steps.
These steps
mm-hmm.
outside. I forgot to ask you, but in the house that you were raised in and the one that you're living in now, do you have this area right at the front of the house where you might have a rocking chair or a swing?
Yeah, I have a big front porch.
Front porch.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people around here call the porch by any other name?
Stoop and veranda.
The stoop?
Mm-hmm.
And piazza.
The piazza. You heard that?
And veranda.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that all mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
All means
mm-hmm.
front porch.
All means porch. Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever seen porches that extend around on both sides of
mm-hmm.
the house?
Mm-hmm. Go around the
mm-hmm.
round porch.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Yeah, there's still some here in town.
You call that a round porch, like she mentioned, or
mm-hmm.
will you just call it a porch?
Round porch. Goes over round.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if you had one on an upper floor, you know, something outside like that?
Balcony.
Call that a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, in some of the newer houses, instead of having a porch that goes all the way across the front, you have just something a little wider than the front door. Now, would that be called a porch, too?